Hi, Annie. I see you've just enrolled.
Oh, hi, Clive. Yes, it didn't take long. How was it for you?
Don't worry about me, because I've re-enrolled for another year. I don't have to be here until this afternoon, but I thought I'd come along and help.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Clive. Maybe you could help me with this elective class timetable. It's for students who need more English practice, like me.
Of course. Tell me about it.
It's on Mondays, and I have to choose which timetable is best for me. There are 6 to choose from. Here, take a look.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you need?
I need everything, but especially conversation practice.
Well, do you want to go to the conversation class in the morning or afternoon?
I think the morning would be best for me.
Fine, so grammar and conversation classes in the morning.
Grammar? Oh, I can't stand studying grammar.
Well, in that case, writing and conversation in the morning, followed by pronunciation and reading in the afternoon.
I don't think my pronunciation is too bad, do you?
No, pronunciation is one of your strongest points.
Yes, but I do need to improve my vocabulary.
If you attend the vocabulary class in the afternoon, you should study grammar in the morning. How is your listening ability?
I always need more listening practice.
Very well then. Your best choice would be to attend the grammar, writing, and conversation classes in the morning, followed by the reading and listening classes in the afternoon.
Do I have to take grammar?
Well, yes, if you are serious about improving your writing.
Yes, I suppose you are right. Which class is first in the morning?
Grammar. How is your reading, Annie?
Oh, I'm still a bit slow. Yes, I think I will study grammar, writing and conversation in the morning.
Followed by reading and listening in the afternoon. Good choice. Now, is there anything else you need to do?
Let's see. I have to give this form to the English department tomorrow.
Do you have any classes today?
There's a special introductory English class for foreign students later this morning.
Oh, right. It's 9:30 now. What time is the class?
We have to be at the auditorium at 11 a.m.
Since we have time now, let's go to the student center.
Okay, let's go. Clive, how many years have you been studying at the college?
This is my second year. Tell me, what is it you're studying again? Computer programming, isn't it?
Yes, I worked as a computer programmer after I graduated from university in China.
I suppose you are already very good at it.
Well, I have already worked for 5 years in the computer field.
Right. Well then, here is the student center.
Wow, it's so huge.
It should be. Our campus enrolls 600 students and has 55 on the staff.
Oh, look. There is some information about clubs.
I'm already a member of the chess and stamp collectors clubs. Do you want to collect stamps?
No offense, Clive, but that sounds dreadfully boring. What else is there?
Astronomy, bicycling, hang gliding, skydiving.
Skydiving? That sounds like great fun. How much is it to join?
It says here, first-year students must pay £30. Do you want to become a member?
Why not?
My, you are brave.
What does Annie ask Clive to help her with? What does Annie need most? Which subject does Annie resent most? What else does Annie need to do after deciding the classes? What is the last topic they were discussing?